And remember that song that they used to sing, "Bees, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet." God is not through with any of us. Amen. I said the last time, we're all nothing but a work in process. Amen. And just like God was patient with us, we need to be patient with our brothers and our sisters in Christ Jesus. Don't ever look down your nose just because somebody is still into the sin that they were in a long time ago and haven't overcome that thing. Don't you sit there, praise God, and put your head up and start talking about, "Well, I thought that. I thought that he gave his life to Christ, and look at him." That was a verse in Galatians, I believe, Galatians 6:1. Praise God, said, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault," he said, "you with your spiritual restore such a one in the spirit of what? Meekness, considering thyself, because that might be their day to day. Tomorrow might be your day."
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
You'll be all right, be all right, be all right, be all right. Yes, amen, amen. Look with me in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes. If you know where the Psalms are, just move from Psalm Proverbs to Ecclesiastes. Amen. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 8. If you're not sure, look in your table of contents and find out what page it's on. Amen. Don't feel bad until we get used to using our weapon. Amen. Sometimes we have to get a little help. Amen. Y'all do know we're in the army of the law. Amen. All these soldiers in here know we had to go through basic training. Amen. And we had to learn about our weapon. Yes, we had to learn how to take it down and put it back together again and put a blindfold on, take it down, put it back together again, mother philosophy and all that kind of stuff. Are you with me? Know how to clean. So the same thing with your weapon. Amen. This is our weapon, the Word of God. Everybody got to say amen. All right. If you would permit me, I want to just slide one verse out of Ecclesiastes chapter number 8. Amen. I want to just slide one verse out of Ecclesiastes chapter number 8, and that verse is verse number 12. Verse number 12, and it is here where we draw our text as well as our subject. And reading from the New King James Version, it says, "Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him." Let me read that again. "Though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him." Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor,
everything
is going to be all right."
That's
my subject this morning. Everything is going to be all right. Let me begin by saying that many times when we look at the news and we hear some devastating accident that caused injury, that took the lives of those who perhaps were most innocent, such as there was news about that Amtrak accident that occurred in Maryland some years ago. And in that accident, the Amtrak engineer was smoking marijuana and drinking and was not paying attention to the warning lights on the track. The results, he allowed his passenger train to collide head on with a freight train. And in that collision, dozens of people were either seriously injured or killed. And then there is the accident that occurred in Kentucky some years ago, where it said that a drunk driver hit a church bus, a church activity bus, head on. And the fuel tank on that bus ruptured, and 27 people, mostly teenagers, on that bus were burned to death. The drunk driver served 9 years and is now free. And my brothers and sisters, there are horrible accidents, and in each of them, it seems like those who were most innocent suffered the greatest trial. But let me say to us that life is like that sometimes, because there are times when it seems that trouble only comes to those who ought to enjoy the fullest of life's blessings. And that is the problem the writer of Ecclesiastes is dealing with in this passage. It's a problem that we as Christians have to deal with from time to time. And so this is the problem that I'd like to address this morning, because when we look around us and see injustice and trouble coming to people, we may many times wonder why. Even though we all go through times of struggles and questions about the reason behind it all in our own lives. But this morning I want to tell you and show you from God's word that no matter what happens in our lives, everything is going to be all right. And no matter how it looks right now, I can just repeat it again, everything is going to be all right. And so let's see if we can prove this from our text. And so first of all, let's look at the problem that bothers us. Well, we note that verse 12 reminds us of the age-old question that has plagued the heart of man since the dawn of time, and that is, why do the righteous suffer while the wicked, amen, seem to prosper? Here we see that verse 14 clearly lays out this problem, and it simply says that in this life, good people are often treated as though they were wicked, and wicked people are treated as though they were good. This is a question that is addressed many times in the Word of God. First, it focuses on the book of Job, although Job's friends concluded in their minds that the righteous do not suffer. And therefore, they believed that Job's trials were in reality the results of some sin that Job had committed, but this was not true. Because many times folk go through things, and it's not because of the fact that they've done anything wrong. It's just that God is allowing some trials to come their way to test their faith. Are y'all here with me? But still, many folks still have that same opinion. If a Christian is going through some stuff, it's perhaps because of some secret sin they're hiding. Secondly, it is also the focus of Psalm number 73, where Asaph is nearly to the point of giving up as he witnesses the prosperity of the wicked and the trials of the righteous. Thirdly, Psalm 37 also deals with this problem, as does Psalm 49. In fact, the idea that serving God with that when we serve God, it brings immunity from trials and tribulations, have caused a whole lot of Christians to become disillusioned, and have caused many to quit serving the Lord when they find themselves plagued with trouble and trials. But now let me make this clear. I'm not saying that serving the God doesn't bring benefits and blessings, but serving the Lord, amen, also is able, it will also bring us, amen, some trials, and it will also bring some trouble in our lives. In other words, just because we serve the Lord, it doesn't make us immune from troubles and trials. Because if you are saved, you are the partakers of a list of benefits, amen, and blessings that is too long for us to mention this morning, but I guess I can just name a few of them. And those benefits are, we have the benefits of salvation. We are saved. Forgiveness of sin. Eternal security. Home in heaven. The presence of God. And the promise of his help as well as his provisions and the lack. But ever most of them are spiritual in nature, while our trials happen to us in the physical realm. And that's why we often have a problem accepting the things that come our way. But now, if you're not careful, when the trials of life begin to multiply in your life, you might come to the conclusion, as the writer of Ecclesiastes did in Ecclesiastes 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, where he said, "Vanities of vanities," said the preacher. Simply put, he said, everything is meaningless. Completely meaningless. Then he went on to say in Ecclesiastes 2 and 23, "Our days of labor are filled with pain and grief. Even at night, their minds cannot rest. It is all vanity of meaningless." My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, you need to be careful that we don't come to the place where we think that all of life, especially the rewards of living for the Lord, is just a waste of our time. Because we need to understand that there are no accidents with the Lord. Whatever come our way is not by accident. Are you with me? Because anything that comes to us or come our way, it has to, Lord help me, to have divine approval. Are y'all here with me? A typical illustration can be seen. It said that one day a cowboy applied for an insurance policy. An agent asked him, "Have you ever had any accidents?" Cowboy reflected for a moment. He said, "Nope." He said, "But a bronco did kick in two of my ribs last Sunday. And a couple of years ago," he said, "a rattlesnake bit me on the ankle." And the agent, somewhat puzzled, replied, "Well, wouldn't you call that an accident?" The cowboy said, "No, because they both did it on purpose." Somebody get that laid off. And so we... Are you here? And so we have discussed the problem this morning and have, yes, discovered that trials are something that we all have to deal with at one time or another. But let us allow the Lord Jesus to help us to achieve the proper perspective on this subject. But we know that he says in John 16 and 33, he said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But," he said, "be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Here Jesus encourages his disciples by making them aware that in spite of the inevitable struggles that they would face, they would never be alone. Because Jesus doesn't ever abandon us in our struggles. Even today as Christians, he never abandoned us when we are going through things. And that's why we need to remember that the ultimate victory for us has already been won. And therefore we can claim peace, the peace of Christ, in the most troublesome of times. And so according to Jesus, as we move through life, we can expect that there will be pressures placed upon us from time to time. But in spite of the fact that we know this, as Job, who said one time, he said, man who is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble, yet it still bothers us when we go through some suffering. But my brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you, no matter what you're going through, everything is going to be all right. But not only do we see the problem that bothers us, but we also see that the pitfalls that discourages us. And so